those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America. Hello from Aruba. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, November 15th, 2025. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. As the fastest 2 hours in travel, well, it is on once again. We are transmitting via satellite to our 610 weekly stations across the USA. Mary, listen, what a 2 weeks of travel it has been. As many of you know from what our team has been posting on social media or what we've been sharing through our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentaries that we do on all the stations, Mary and I left New York back on November 2nd aboard Regent 7C Splendor. We've been traveling down the East Coast into the Caribbean ever since. It's all part of our big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs. We have covered a lot of ground the last 13 days, Mary, and I can't say that I'm surprised, but the Regent team has done an excellent job making these travels just fly on by.
They absolutely have. We certainly have covered a lot here in the Caribbean, and I know that Regent positions themselves as unrivaled at sea in delivering the most inclusive luxury experience in the cruise sector of travel. Well, we've certainly had a great taste of that on this voyage. It's been a wonderful time traveling with the passengers and the guests, but also with the 7C Splendor crew. And I just want to give a quick music cred. That was a group of musicians. We always like to open the show when we travel with a destination-specific style music. And that was a group of musicians from Curacao playing a tumba called Sobrasita by Rufo Weaver, who was actually born here on Aruba. Tumba music has African origins with a lot of influences from Latin America. You can kind of hear a jazz beat. Of course, there's a drum. And it's actually really interesting. The music is culturally unique to the ABC Islands. And we were treated to a local dance group while the ship was docked this week in Curacao, and they did a tumba dance for us. So really interesting.
I'll share. We've got a lot that we'll be sharing with all of you as the program unfolds today. You'll be meeting some key members of the crew. Plus, earlier this week when we were in Barbados, we had the opportunity to spend some time with the Secretary General of Caribbean Tourism. We'll share some of that conversation with you ahead in hour two.
We will. We're also going to share a conversation with Bermuda's tourism. He's a minister of tourism, transport, culture, and sport. He's a busy guy.
You're going to want to. That's coming up in the C block. But before we go any further, you know, I want to make sure all systems are working well for us as the Regent team and our own group back at the Network Command Center in Dallas. They've been working hard to make sure we can connect and transmit from the ship. Rudy, are you hearing us?
No problem here in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad to hear that. Very good news. Things are well for you there in Minnesota?
It's sort of like Aruba here. Yeah.
Well, a little different. Okay. Bobby, what's the good word there from Dallas?
Just right as rain. Everything going as it should.
Right as rain.
Right as rain. All right.
And more importantly, Bobby, we are coming back to you A-OK, yes?
Exactly. Yeah, we're running smooth right now.
Smooth.
That's how he likes it.
We love that. All right. As we move along in the opening A block of the show, I do want to give you all a quick mention that we have new travel polls up on our website. They're waiting right there for you to go vote in them. First question we're asking is, have you ever taken a small ship cruise? Obviously, the votes would be yes or no. And the second question, would you like to take a cruise in the future? And again, vote yes or no.
So go vote right there on the homepage. At the top of the website, rmworldtravel.com. And Mary, I love these questions because they directly tie into a special opportunity currently available for all of our listeners. So a few weeks ago, we announced this new partnership with Regent 7Seas and the opportunity for you to come travel with us in Southern Europe for 12 days in October 2026 aboard Regent's new ship. That's the 7Seas Grandeur. They have another ship that's coming actually at the end of next year. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, in future shows. But, you know, that's going to be for a cruise that will take us from Malta to Sicily, all know the Sicilian, I mean, I can't wait to get back there. We're going to go on to southern Italy, then it's on to Croatia, Montenegro, multiple stops in Greece, plus Turkey as well. Since we made the announcement, it is selling very well. It's almost sold out. With the holidays coming, this is certainly going to be, you know, we expect we're going to have everybody with us. It's going to be great. So if you're hearing the show, you want to check a box with us, visit many bucket list destinations. When you're on the homepage right now and you're voting in those travel polls Mary just mentioned, you're going to see a banner. It's going to have the Regent logo atop the homepage. It says, join Robert and Mary aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in October 2026. Click on it. You'll find the special offer available just for our show fans, as well as the full itinerary of all the things that are included.
Yeah, come travel with us. And that includes basically, since it's all inclusive, everything's included for the most part except spa treatments and maybe a few other experiences like the Culinary Arts Kitchen. But you can use your shipboard credit that you're going to get. So in reality, they're included as well. And most importantly, you'll find the toll-free number to call Megan or Peyton at Regent. They're going to take care of everything for you and get you traveling with us. So we suggest you go do that today.
We would like you to do exactly. All right, so now to set the table for what's ahead on the show today. By the time this program wraps around noon Eastern time, you're going to have a very good feel of what it's like to cruise with Regent Seven Seas, as we're going to be joined on set by the general manager. He's already here. Actually, you're going to see him coming up or hear him coming up in the B block next. We've got the cruise director, the senior executive chef. We've got others. Plus, we're going to share off-ship experiences we've had in Bermuda, Barbados, Curacao, other locations on the trip. And since we left from New York City and we will return to Miami just in a couple days, well, we've asked Rudy to check in with the leaders of those respective ports.
That's right. And something else we want to clear up, since we have been asked about it. We've had a few emails. As you know, every big Let's Go America tour has a specific name. For this one, we're calling it NYC to MIA via the ABCs. The first two in the name are pretty straightforward. They're the airport codes for where we left and where we're headed. And in travel, the ABCs are three specific Caribbean islands. We're here in the Southern Caribbean, and that's Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. They have Dutch influences, Portuguese, Spanish, African, really interesting, beautiful islands. Fun fact, they're on, if you're a geography buff, they're on the same continental shelf as South America. So they are technically part of the continent of South America.
So I like that. We are taking America's number one travel radio show to different parts of the Americas. We like that very much.
We are.
And we've got more coming, actually, in January, which we'll share.
Yes, we do.
And, but listen, as Mary just said, it really is that simple. People have been asking us. You know, we've been to Bermuda and Barbados, plus St. Barts, St. Lucia, Grenada on this trip as well. But the ABCs, as Mary said, they specifically refer to Aruba, where we are today.
Right.
Bonaire, where we were yesterday, and Curacao the day before.
Beautiful islands. Great itinerary.
All right. We've got about a minute and a half. We're going to get into the contemporary version of the Travel News Roundtable. Clearly, I think the good news, and we've been following this very closely, the government shutdown is over. Secretary Sean Duffy, as you know, has been on the show. Our team is working to have him back on the program soon. He's cautioned it may take, you know, multiple days to get things back up to normal pace. Mary and I personally are hoping, may have to text him, that we'd like to, you know, get our flight back to New York on Tuesday.
You don't want to drive back from Miami?
Yeah, I think not. We got a lot to do. But Rudy, that's the big news certainly out there. What do you have?
Well, you know, Thailand has grown increasingly popular for American tourists, but there are two new things that you ought to know about if you're planning a Thai trip, a trip to Thailand in the next year or so. Number one is on November 8th, the legislature passed a law saying you can't drink after midnight in Thailand. I don't mean just order a drink. You can't even be drinking an alcoholic drink after midnight.
That's a huge shit. Wow, think of that. Okay.
Now, some exceptions are major hotels and some major restaurants, but in bars, the lights go out. Don't even touch your glass. And the other thing is, the princess died, a 93-year-old princess died a month or so ago. For 1 year, Thais are mourning. Don't dress in colorful things. Wear grays and blacks for the next year.
Be respectful of that. Yep. All right. Well, folks, listen, after this quick sponsors break, that music tells us we need to go to a sponsor break, but Bobby's going to run all of the messages for us. Well, the general manager of Seven Seas Splendor, he will be heard across our national airwaves. Today's big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs. Well, we're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to say MyPillow is excited to announce they're having their biggest 3-in-1 sale at MyPillow.com/carry. My slippers are only $39.98. That's any color, any style. My towels are finally back in stock. Get a 6-piece set for also just $39.98. The limited edition premium MyPillows are just $17.98 for queens, $19.98 for kings. And when your order is over $100, you'll get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. Head to MyPillow.com/carry, use code CARRY, or visit RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Let's go, America. Mary and I welcome all of you back to Aruba. We're broadcasting from Regent Seven Seas Splendor on this November 15th, all part of the big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs. This portion of the program, well, we're sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
And as we've been talking about for months now, America is turning 250, everyone, next year. So let's go. Whether your interests include main streets, monuments, music cities that we have, the mountains, America is not something to just go back and remember. It is something to go out and experience.
No, absolutely. That's the case. You know, our friends at Colette, well, they've been guiding travelers across America for over a century now. They offer tours in varieties really to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, the legends that make our nation great, and travel unforgettable. You can go to GoColette.com/United States for more information and show specials. You can also just go to RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, as we now move into the guest portion of the program, first up today is the man responsible for pretty much everything that happens here on Seven Seas Splendor, joining Robert and myself live on set as we broadcast from Deck 5 here. And ready to go on mic 3 is the ship's general manager, Anatoly Makayev.
Well, Anatoly,
did I get that right?
Yes, Anatoly? Nice to have you here with us.
Makayev.
Listen, you have been providing great hospitality since we left New York together. Now it's our turn to reciprocate. So welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, we saw your lovely fiance just went by. She brought you a little extra encouragement here. We like that. That was good just beforehand. Well planned on that. So since this is our first broadcast with Regent, yeah, listen, we could have chosen anybody to be the first guest, right? But we decided on you as our leadoff hitter because other than the captain, this ship would not be functioning successfully without you. So I want you to say hello to about the 1.3 million show fans that we have tuned in right now across the USA.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anatoly Makayev. I'm coming from Bulgaria, and I live on a beautiful Black Sea coast. I'm in charge with the entire hotel operation, which makes me the general manager on board.
Yes.
Pleasure being with you today.
AKA, as we've been joking about, the boss.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's exactly
what I said. Except how do you say it, Anatoly?
The boss.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen, you know, you've been in the cruise sector of travel since the late 1990s. You've been in your current role with Regent Seven Seas for nearly a decade now. Regent is consistently ranked as one of the top luxury cruise lines that are out there. We respect it's highly rated by both industry experts and travelers. You know, for its all-inclusive experience, the luxurious suites, the high-end dining, personalized service. So how do you describe what travelers will experience on voyages with Regent?
Yes, funny enough, today was a guest asked me why to travel on Regent, what to expect. And I told him, look, we will deliver the moon and the stars. So he looked at me and he said, okay, give me a couple of stars for breakfast and the moon for lunch.
You're so, working on lunch right now, aren't you?
Absolutely. No, but if you've been around in the luxury cruise business for a while, you know the top names there, and the Regent absolutely established himself as a top all-inclusive luxury cruise line, ocean cruise line in the world. And we've been getting multiple awards throughout the years, year after year, in regards to service, in regards to the experience, overall luxury product, and etc. So, yes, if you love beautiful environment, beautiful ambience, six-star service, all-inclusive program, top quality ingredients when it comes to food and beverage, this is where you should come on one of our ships.
Anatoly, as Robert and I considered making the move that we made to Regent Seven Seas, something that really kept coming back to us over and over again was the reputation that Regent has in the industry, and you just talked about it a little bit, as well as the investment the cruise line is making in new ships. Regent Seven Seas ships are extremely well-appointed. They only carry around 700 passengers or less. You mentioned earlier when we were talking that you have 550 crew members on board. That's a very strong crew-to-passenger ratio. It's very tight. Share some ways that that passenger and crew ratio really helps deliver on a truly luxurious experience.
Absolutely. Our 550 crew comes from 42 different nationalities. They have personalized trainings daily. They have a pre-training program before they come on board. And once they're on board, we're making sure they deliver this personal service before they even guests ask for it. We continuously keep training them on how to read our guests. You don't need to wave. You don't need to. You just need to lift up your eyes, and the crew member knows what is needed there. And not only the ratio guest to crew, but also the space is top in the cruise industry. We provide the largest suites at sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going to take you in this direction because, you know, Mary and I, we engage with so many different leaders and company teams across all sectors of travel. I mean, I say that, you know, our listeners know this is a show about everything and anything in the world of travel. And we can quickly tell, you know, well-run companies from companies that aren't firing on all cylinders and, you know, maybe need some help. So from most of our interactions with the Regent team in Miami and elsewhere so far, certainly, you know, with the crew here that we've engaged the past 2 weeks, this is a well-run, buttoned-up, professional company. There's a lot of pride on the level of service that's being delivered to travelers. So I'm curious to hear what attracted you to Regent, Anatoly, and maybe even more important than that, what keeps you here with the company all these years?
Well, we all like to strive, and all my life I've been striving to the next level, and Regent is the next level. And here at Regent, our company treats everyone equally, and they're trying to bring everyone to the next level. So someone who will provide such a support, it's worth it to stay for life with them.
Anatoly, something that has made a huge impression on me, as well as quite a few people that I've been speaking with, some who've been traveling with Regent for years, and they've seen this on the ships, and they enjoy it, is it's the design of the ship, but it's also the high-quality furnishings, the tile, the marble, and the multi-million-dollar art collection. There are one-of-a-kind pieces here that have been curated and commissioned. There's one right behind us that listeners will see in all of the social media and everything. There's a Picasso print in Prime 7, one of the premium restaurants. Talk a little bit about that and what it adds to the experience.
Absolutely. Seven Seas Splendor has one of the largest and finest collection of art at sea. It's been collecting the art for nearly 2 years from different museums and artists personally developed and designed for Seven Seas Splendor. We have over 300 pieces of art on board, and we have, yes, correct, we have the two Picasso. One is the bull is in the our magnificent steakhouse, Prime 7, and the second Picasso is in our top suite. We call it a Regent suite. This is a fantastic suite. It's 4,443 square feet.
Yeah, that's the one you want everybody to book when they come on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. That suite is never empty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, we were told there's like over a mile, I think about it, 1 mile of marble on the ship. I want to go in this direction. You're built on the suites because obviously everybody can't stay in the Regent suite. There's just one of those. But we're going to have the cruise director, David Nevin. He'll be on with us in hour two, along with the senior executive chef, Michael Mayepa. So we'll get into some of the onboard experiences and culinary questions with them. But I do want to talk about the actual accommodations that you offer. You know, it's an all suites that's offered here on the ship, regardless of the category. They're spacious, as you said, private balconies. For travelers really looking to take up their trip another notch or so, show friend Emeril Lagasse would like that, if I say that, Mary. Mm-hmm. You know, their top-tier suites offer even more, you know, exclusive amenities like butler service, private cars. But I want you to paint a picture for our listeners just what it's like from an accommodation standpoint when you travel like we are aboard Regent Seven Seas. I mean, Mary's loving how large the closet is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Indeed I am. Yeah. And yes. The bathroom. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the shower.
Absolutely. No. We have 10 categories of suites. And as I mentioned earlier, we have in the industry, we have the largest suite at sea. And we have the different amenities from France. We have a finest amenities, bathroom amenities from Italy, like Ferragamo. We have different designer Trom blankets costing three numbers of a price, and which are just delivered in the suites as amenity to our guests.
Yeah. So absolutely on that. Well, Anatoly, listen, we're going to come up on a hard break soon. We have very much enjoyed having you here on set with us today and sharing a little bit of your passions with our nation that's all tuned in. I know RJ was texting me. He wishes that he could have been here on the ship. He would actually love talking to you about your Mercedes and all cars. That'll be another segment for the future. But you're such a good guy, and we really appreciate that. So thank you very much
thank
for hospitality.
You.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, well, Mary, listen, we're going to get ready to throw this back to Dallas and our network command center folks. That music tells us that's our cue, which we need to step aside for some sponsor messages as this program continues to move right along. Up next, we're going to share some of our travels to Bermuda with all of you. Today's big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, live from Aruba, is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
You've likely heard we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and besides their modern new ships with more on the way, they offer luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
They also deliver the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and you get unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, and more.
For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's go, America, and welcome back to Aruba, everyone. Thanks for being part of our broadcast today. Mary and I are traveling on the big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, and we are aboard Regent Seven Seas Splendor. Before we share some of our travels to Bermuda with you that we've had on this voyage, we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry.
Is there anything better than getting a good night's sleep when you travel in a super comfortable luxury bed at a hotel, a resort, or a luxury cruise ship? Well, now you can have that same level of quality in your own home, and as a show fan, you can save 27% with early Black Friday savings.
You know, unlike a lot of mattress companies out there, that Helix owns their own manufacturing facility. Each mattress is made right in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers. To find out which mattress works best for you, all you do is you go take their sleep quiz. It takes about 2 minutes. You're to find the perfect mattress, and then it ships straight to your door free of charge. You'll save 27% with the Black Friday sale, as Mary just mentioned, at helixsleep.com/Gary, or you can go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
After departing New York aboard the Seven Seas Splendor back on November 2nd, we spent a few days cruising the Atlantic Ocean down the eastern seaboard of the U.S. until we reached Bermuda. The ship overnighted there, giving us 2 days, and during that visit, we toured the area with the Honorable Minister Owen Darrell, and for today's Sea Block, we're going to share some of that conversation with him.
Well, I want to start off first. You know, we were very glad to see the island was pretty much unscathed by Hurricane Melissa last week, Minister Darrell. And, you know, so as the Honorable Minister of Tourism, Transport, Culture, and Sport, I mean, you certainly wear many hats. You know, you're an important guy on the island, no question about it. So I want you to give our listeners that are going to hear this back in the U.S. a snapshot of current day happenings on Bermuda and maybe a few new things that our listeners would find enticing.
Well, there's quite a bit going on. As you did say, I have quite an extensive portfolio. So right now, I'm spreading the good news of Bermuda about tourism.
Sure.
I will go to my office a little later. We have some significant sporting events coming up. We've got the PGA golf tournament coming up. We've got Bermuda's football team playing in the qualifying round of the World Cup. We've also had Portuguese Day, which a lot of Portuguese are in Bermuda, descendants of Portugal. So we had Portuguese Day. And I've also got constituents that I take care of every day. So just like everywhere else in the world, it's a busy day. But as I tell people all the time, my job is to serve. And from a tourism perspective, it is to spread the good news of Bermuda so your listeners can come here as soon as possible.
And I'm sure as soon as they're done hearing this, they will want to. It's a beautiful island. This is my third time to this island, but it's been a while. First thing I've noticed is the infrastructure is very different. The hotels seem to be, that area of Bermuda seems to be growing. I do want to mention the Royal Naval Dockyard. The growth there is amazing. Shops and galleries, those of us traveling with Regent certainly have enjoyed that this week. Talk about the hotel area of the industry. I'm also curious about the airlift and whether you're happy with it or you'd like to see more.
Well, I'll start what you said about the infrastructure, and I'm glad that you do notice that, because when we come and we see people come to Bermuda, we know that we are competing with the rest of the world, and we want Bermuda to be first choice. So what we have to do is, the government has taken steps to invest in the tourism infrastructure to make sure that we keep it fresh, we keep it modern, we keep it exciting. So whether it be the infrastructure of the hotels, whether it be us investing in entertainment, whether us be investing in training our people, I'm glad that you notice it, and hopefully that is one of the reasons why people keep coming back for this Bermudian hospitality. You also talk about the airlift. You know, any tourist destination likes to see their airlift increase, but we know that airlift goes hand in hand with bed nights. So once we get more bed nights in the island, and we're working on that, we've got a couple of hotels that are doing renovations. We've got a couple of hotels that are announced that they are going to be expanding. So once that bed count increases, you will see that there will be airlift coming from more parts of the world, and especially from your region, more cities in the United States.
Minister, I want to give our listeners an idea of just the island itself in terms of the fact that it's broken out into three regions. We're here in the beautiful capital city of Hamilton, a very cosmopolitan city. There's a strong international business presence here. There's the dockyard that I mentioned on the west side. And then, of course, we have St. George's on the east end.
Yep.
For people listening, what would you recommend that they must see when they come to the island?
Well, I could say this. Even in 24 hours or even a couple of hours, if you're just here on a cruise ship, you can see it all. We have a really good transportation network, whether it be the buses that connect to the ferries. We have well-versed taxi drivers, minibus drivers. So you can come to the Bermuda. You can start at the dockyard. You can catch a ferry down to St. George's. You can catch a bus back to Hamilton, and you can get a taxi back to dockyard again. So in some short time, you can actually see the entire island and get the entire feel of the different areas.
So let's talk a little bit about that. So when they're going around the island to experience more of it, you know, there are a few things that Mary and I say are clearly very distinctive to Bermuda. Mm-hmm. Without question, you go around, you see all of the white roofs that are here, okay? You know, the pink sand beaches people will talk about, and that maybe is something associated. Some people may say you got to come and have the rum swizzle, whatever it is. There's a tremendous amount of pride, there's no question, that we see here. Golf, you said, is big. But what do you say, you know, as the minister, with all of the jobs that you have, that is something that's distinctive for Bermuda?
It's the culture. It's the culture of our people. You know, as you can tell, I carry the portfolio of sport. And we use sport to even go and match with our culture. So we have a big event in the summer called Cup Match. And you can come to Cup Match, and that's the cricket game. You can have a fish sandwich. You can have a dark and stormy. You can have a rum swizzle. And more importantly, you can get to interact with the, just the genuine hospitality of the Bermudian people.
Minister Darrell, it was such a pleasure to spend time with you today. And we truly appreciate all that you're doing for the island. And I'm sure everyone who lives here appreciates it. But we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we look forward to having your listeners come to Bermuda.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, as we bring you back live now, Bermuda, it's about 650 miles or so off the coast of North Carolina, Cape Hatteras to be specific. The pink sand beaches are unmistakable, but I think it's the blend of the British and American cultures, plus all the history there, that we enjoy, and it helps make the island a must-visit location.
Absolutely. All right, as we get ready to take a sponsor's break, Bobby will patch in Rudy as he takes you back to our home city of New York to cover the port terminals there and cruising from the Big Apple. Robert and I are going to be back with you from Aruba for the E-Block in 9 minutes, so stay with us, everyone.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you've got back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 20% off. You can also visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coats shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
You've likely heard we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and besides their modern new ships with more on the way, they offer luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
They also deliver the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and you get unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, and more.
For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, the rigors of travel wear on all of us, as do aspects of, well, everyday life.
We've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with Relief Factor team, the Relief Factor team, and Dr. Jerry Mixon for 11 years now. And this terrific product is the perfect remedy to get you feeling good again. It's an all-natural product with four simple ingredients. If pain's affecting your life, you can get yourself moving better, sleeping better, and feeling more alive by joining us and make Relief Factor part of your life. This daily supplement doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. So go ahead, give their three-week quick start a try for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, or you can find, as always, a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, as you've heard today, Robert and Mary are on our Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, and they began their journey at the Manhattan Cruise Terminal, a place our next guest knows a whole lot about. Allison Dees is with the New York City Economic Development Corporation, and she's the head of New York City's cruise portfolio. Allison, welcome to the show. New York City actually has two cruise terminals, which I didn't know. Is there a difference between the ships served by these two?
Hi, thanks so much for having me on today. Yeah, we have the Manhattan Cruise Terminal. It's on the west side of Manhattan, around 48th Street. And then we also have the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal, which is located in the Red Hook neighborhood of Brooklyn. The Manhattan Cruise Terminal has three berths, and the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal has one.
But there's no, I mean, a ship might go to one or the other as it's approaching the city?
Yeah, typically the cruise ships that are coming in, we already know whether they're going to be heading to Manhattan or to Brooklyn. They're both,
okay.
both great locations.
I was astounded to learn 1.5 million passengers pass through those terminals each year. How many passenger ships serve all those travelers in a year generally?
Yeah, we tend to see about 200-250 ship calls per year, generally about double the volume in Manhattan compared to Brooklyn.
And I know Robert and Mary departed, and I have departed from the Manhattan Cruise Terminal. But what can you describe generally what a visitor expects when they show up at the terminal for a cruise? What's going to happen?
Yeah, of course. You know, typically for cruise, folks are going to be greeted. Then they're going to go through security. Then they're going to wait until they're able to get onto their ship and then be welcomed onto the vessel. We think a really exciting thing about the Manhattan Cruise Terminal is when you get off in Manhattan, you have the skyline of New York City right there welcoming you, and it's gorgeous. And it's just an excellent location to be able to access the rest that the city has to offer.
And what are the folks getting off in Brooklyn at the Red Hook facility see?
Yeah, Red Hook is a really great neighborhood. It has a long storied maritime history. So folks can get out and see a little bit of the small businesses in Brooklyn. Or we also have an option for folks who get off the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. We have a ferry terminal there, so they can hop onto the ferry and in about 5 minutes be in Lower Manhattan.
Wow, that's fast from Brooklyn. You are in charge of the city's cruise portfolio. What do you worry about most in the course of a year as far as the industry goes? What's your biggest problem that if anything keeps you up at night, might keep you up at night?
Yeah, you know, we want to make sure that we're always being a good neighbor to the communities where we are. So we focus a lot and we put a lot of work and effort into making sure we're building out those transportation networks and that we're offering good jobs to the community and that they're feeling a positive impact from the cruise ship activities.
I presume there's always new things coming. There is in almost every industry when it involves travel. What's on the horizon for one or both of these cruise ports?
Yeah, in Brooklyn, it's really exciting. We were able to add infrastructure to allow for more cruise ships to be able to plug into shore power while they're at berth. And so as of last week, we think that about 39 of the 40 calls that we have coming into Brooklyn over the next year will actually be able to plug into that shore power, which is a great thing for the cruise lines and for the local communities.
Why is it great for both? Or either, for that matter?
Yeah, so when you're plugging into the grid, then you're reducing your emissions that are coming out of the ship, which is something that communities have definitely been asking for a long time. And we're working towards that same goal in Manhattan.
I see. Okay, it makes perfect sense. Allison Dees is with the New York City Economic Development Corporation and head of, I love this title, New York City's Cruise Portfolio. Allison, how long have you been doing this job?
Yeah, so I've been at the city working on maritime issues for about 8 years now. And specifically on the cruise bead and working on bringing tourism into New York City for about the last year and a half.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Up next, Robert and Mary return from aboard the Regent's Seven Seas Splendor in Aruba via the big Let's Go America Tour NYC at MIA via the ABCs. Continues right now.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Craig Good. Let's Go America, and hello again from Aruba. Mary and I are coming to you for live right now from Deck 5 aboard Seven Seas Splendor. In today's E-Block, well, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself. As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with over 200 resorts and prime locations across the U.S. and internationally as well. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Just read something. Hilton is growing big time in the Caribbean right now, Mary. So, folks, listen, wherever travel takes you, find more information, go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
You know, we said earlier when talking with Anatoly that besides the key role the captain has on the ship, not much happens without the leadership of the general manager, and that is true. He acknowledged that, but it does take a team for the onboard experiences to go like clockwork. Our next guest plays an important role in growth and loyalty. Joining us live on set now is the Splendor's cruise consultant, Bea Kessler.
So, Bea, it has been a pleasant 2 weeks of travel with you and the crew. Welcome to the big show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Nice having you aboard with us today here on set. So, you know, B, from what we've learned about you on this trip, travel was a career you dreamed of having at a young age. In fact, you know, you're in what you say is your dream role right now. So I wanted to explain why that is and what it means to you to be a Regent cruise consultant.
I have always wanted to travel my entire life. When I was little and people said, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, I want to travel. So that was my goal. And I've been very lucky in my career to sort of follow a life of travel and tourism. But it was really a career at sea that was my ultimate goal. And I started at sea about 25 years ago and then came to Regent full-time 10 years ago and part of the Regent family in this role. And it's just... it's just, to me, I made it to the top of where I wanted to be, the best cruise line and the ideal role where I am really just talking about travel every day to everyone that I meet.
Yeah. B, we've talked a couple of times this week, and your enthusiasm and passion for what you do really comes through. I could talk to you all day about travel. So let's talk a little more about the role of the onboard cruise consultant. There's the obvious one. You're there to help assist people to book their next cruise and answer all kinds of questions. Thus, it builds loyalty and all of that. But you really are you're responsible for helping people book their next dream trip. Talk a little bit about your role.
Absolutely. So as cruise consultants, we have two major roles. One is to oversee the loyalty program, which is to, you know, our Seven Seas Society to welcome back our guests. And then for our guests who want to come back, and we have a very loyal following, they come to see us, the cruise consultants, and they let us know when they wish to come back, where they might want to go, and then we help them find the ideal cruise based on their travel criteria.
Let's expand on that. We also talked about that during the week. That's, I mean, you gave me a great example of somebody who walks in and says, we want to go anywhere. And you said you would say, well, do you want to go to Europe? And they would say, no, we don't want to go there. So let's talk about that. How do you pull things out of people? What kind of questions do you ask? How do you help them curate a really good trip?
Well, I find a lot of the times people will say they might not know where they want to go, but they know where they don't want to go. So it's really just qualifying and kind of asking, you know, do you want to go in the summer? Do you want to go in July? Are you looking to go away for the holidays? Are you celebrating something? What kind of activities are you looking to do? Where have you already been? Where have you not been? Because we go everywhere and we sail 12 months out of the year. So it's just sort of narrowing down what they don't want to do to get to what they do want to do, because we can find something for everyone. There's a cruise for everyone.
Well, there is a cruise for everyone.
I want
yes.
to talk about that because that's great. You set me up very nicely. I could tell you could host the show, Bea. That's great. So, you know, right now, you know, top the homepage of rmworldtravel.com, there's a banner with the Regent logo that's allowing our show fans to book a trip to come travel with Mary and me aboard Seven Seas Grandeur next October and November for 12 days. And we're going to travel from Malta to Sicily to on to Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, and Turkey. The places we're going to be going, they're all pretty much bucket list destinations. We've been hearing from show fans. They're loving this. It's been selling very nicely. closely for us since we announced it just a few weeks ago on the show. But when you think of all the places that Regent Seven Seas can take folks, right, the areas you can go experience the world, I mean, they're vast. So I'm sure you consistently see some underrated, maybe less appreciated and so forth, destinations that folks don't necessarily consider when looking to book a trip first, right? So, but when they do, they come back and they're so glad that they did. You know, or can you share some of those locations maybe?
Well, one of my favorite things to say is there's no such thing as a bad itinerary because there's going to be something that everybody wants. But in terms of destinations that maybe may come as a surprise or certainly came as a surprise to me was Greenland, for one, not a destination that I ever would have dreamed of going to, but now it's one of my favorite cruising destinations. And also Turkey. Turkey really surprised me because when we think about, and I love ruins, so when I think about, you know, the Mediterranean and ruins, you think about Rome, you think about Athens, but there is just as much, if not more, and more impressive, sorry, Italy, sorry, Greece, in Turkey. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal sights there and gorgeous beaches, white, you know, beautiful blue water. So Turkey was definitely one of those ports that I would say is a wow factor because you just didn't expect it to be.
Mary, she's an expert because, listen, that's where we're going. She actually didn't even know, and I love the
answer
also, on that.
And also, Greenland is best seen by cruise.
Love that as well. Yeah. Listen, we've said that as well with some itineraries that will be. This goes by quickly. I say it's the fastest 2 hours in travel. We are quickly coming to the end of hour one. We thank you very much for being here on set with us today. Love your enthusiasm for travel.
You.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, B.
So, Mary, I mean, hour one, we have been cruising.
It flies every time.
It does.
Every time.
We've got a very busy hour two ahead for everybody.
We do. We have the cruise director coming up, the senior executive chef.
Well, so, Mary, there we are. So, folks, I'm going to just get ready to hand things back to Dallas and Bobby. So I'm going to let you know that puts a wrap on hour one today. Hour two is going to begin in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. The Secretary General of Caribbean Tourism is ahead in the F block. Mary just mentioned the cruise director. We're going to have the senior executive chef. He'll be here with us. Plus, we're going to take you off the ship in Curacao. Today's big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, continues after these top of the hour messages. Don't forget, you can always listen at rmworldtravel.com through the Listen Live button.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.